Page Tov Lamed Hei.
Truly,
when somebody is choyze, poison can come. You're going back from somewhere. The question is, where is it coming from, and where is it going to? And that's the most important thing right now, so the person knows where it's going. Otherwise, that's where it's going to end up. So that's the same thing when you choose it. Just to say that I feel bad about this avera and other avera, but not know where I'm going to. I'm missing the point. The goyim have that problem. They feel bad conscience about the avera. So they feel guilt about the avera, but they're not going anywhere with it. It doesn't get them anywhere. It becomes frustrating after a while. Or the other way around, they just continue doing the bad things and satisfy their guilt feelings by having someone tell them that everything's alright. But by us, the bad feeling is the hechatimsa to get to the right place. That's not the goal. It's one of the needs. Okay, so says the Gemara about the Zohar Daf Yutes. Ashrei ish yirei Hashem. That's the Gemara, Ashrei ish v'lo ish. A woman shouldn't be happy she's a yirei Hashem. Ashrei misho ish etshuva kishu ish. Now she says when he still has koiches, and he says an interesting thing though, it's not just like the Rambam says, yeah, in order to be to tshuva, you have to be in the same position before you do tshuva. If you wait, one waits till he's old and he doesn't have the yitzhar anymore, he really didn't do a full tshuva. He didn't have that. When he had the yitzhar, he wasn't the chayyid tshuva. He wasn't okay with maizah. He wasn't the chayyid tshuva from. The Rashi adds more than that. He says, "Kiloyma mimay lahakid doyved koydim leizikne." When a person is younger, we're all young, by the way, today under 90. So. A person, when he's younger and less set in his ways, he has an easier time to be moved out of endless and be market. That the truth of the world may not be the way he's living his life. At the point in time, the average for the yechidah, they're not like that. The average person says, I'm living too long like this, too late, which is wrong. At least it's easier when he's younger. So basically, when we're talking about Yirei Hashem over here, and Gemara calls it Yirei Hashem is the person who is also tshuvah. And Rashi says, Lahakir Boyer. So the Gemara is talking about tshuva, and Rashi says, Lahakir Boyer. In other words, Rashi is revealing to us, that's what tshuva is. Tshuva is to have a deeper recognition of a Kodesh Bohu. That is tshuva, this is it. I was living without a Kodesh Bohu, and now I'm making a Kodesh Bohu a more significant place in my life. Are you going to tell me, yeah, I really had a move? If you ask me all the questions, I'll give you all the right answers. I believe in a Kodesh Bohu. Scream at the Haitian Arab, all kind of wonderful things that I do. I show that I'm a very serious guy. But one's behavior, and everybody knows the different equivalents of his behavior that needs to be fixed up, comes in to a certain level of Hakkar Shatoye. For example, like the most basic thing. People here know it's no gayfo. That's the common thing in humanity that there's something called anger, frustration, temper, all kinds of things. Where does that come from? Comes from only one place. Comes from the mistake. It's not Machia that Kodesh Bohu runs the world. He thinks he runs the world. He thinks the people around him run the world. And the Mela, if they overpower him, there's a reason to get angry. If he overpowers them, then that's the way things are supposed to be. So Betzem, he's living a life of him against the people around him. It's a power struggle. If you ask the person, he'll say, well, my power struggle. But that's what it is. Why else would a person get angry if it wouldn't be for them? He gets angry, he didn't get his way. His friends, Maki is brilliant. It's Maki that I am not controlling the world. I can make a Shabbos that things will go my way. They don't go my way. It's not because he overpowered me. It's because Hashkocha was Masada that I'm not going to get my way. Who says I have to get my way? We have to blame the whole world for my shortcomings. Koponim, when a person comes to a Hakara or a higher level of Hakara, he's going back. That's the show. Where is he going to? Going back to Makia Kodesh Bohu. I remember Brevzeg used to say, it's a pity in the Shuva movement, there's not enough of a stress that, in as much, like the Rambam says, just as much as a person has to be Chayzer the Shuva from a Veyrus, in Ola Mokim, or Chaveyrus, he also has to be Chayzer the Shuva from Midas Rois. A person can have all kind of very bad Midas, especially in the secular world, sometimes can be even worse. But if it's the type of society that's what everybody's doing, not everybody's taking what it's like that. I'm saying, if you happen to be part of that type of society, I have to have my way, I'll get my way. That's what he's brought up in such a fashion. And then it becomes rule. So he accepts the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, showing him through mitzvahs, very true. But if he remains with the midas that he was brought up with, which some of them are hard to eradicate, but he doesn't even deal with it, there's something missing in his basic tshuva. And like you said, it's a pity that basically it's coming a little bit from an approach that being from not from is a matter of doing business and not doing business, which is true. It is true. You can't be from and not doing business. A person from all the business can't be not from. But when we're talking about tshuva, and tshuva means to come back to a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with me, so that it will be impossible for that to be left aside and not be related to the basic thing. For us, we Baruch Hashem, somebody said that Yom Kippur is not for me, because I'm doing my best and I can't do any better. So just getting nervous about myself. Okay. He says all kind of tricks how to get us to think. He was saying the truth, the starting point of the truth is that the Kolah, he has to be makim of a deeper HaKadosh, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the point that affects the way he behaves. The Kolah, that's the Chiddush he's saying over here. The starting point of the truth is to be going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said, that guy. The guy that has the intent to kill people, the murderer. And it bothers him. Not so happy. Every once in a while, doing that again. And he goes to wherever he goes to, and they proclaim him that you're right. He didn't deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. He didn't even deal with himself. So he's going to kill somebody else, it's just a matter of time to kill the next person. It's a frustrating feeling that he didn't really make any progress. Count himself down one force. I'll go and choose to make progress in the way we relate to life. Kashamune, the player is born with a rose at Kubalay, the Batois Bukletis, the Shum Nidnun Shum Tegis. When a person has such a clarity of Kodesh Bohu, the Boy Oilam, a Kodesh Bohu, then he's getting to Madrega of Makis Boy. Yeah, he says that's what Eliyanov, his time against this generation was the work there by the Zohar. And Mosai Atem Poitrim Ashnei Seifim. How long are you jumping back and forth between two mahalas and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and between Avodah Zarah? Like we said, the Yikdar is called Avodah Zarah also. It's called the Gemara and Shabbos, called the El Zor, Shemagufa Shavadim, far and forth. There's all kinds of things around us that we are bound down to that control us. Whether it be the person's meters, or be the different forms of technology we're using. People don't have control over it. That's what he's saying. If Hashem will keep Luchlachro, if I'm about Luchlachro, he really have a clarity that Hashem is running the world. What do you have to have voices of? Take a clarity that voices of is running the world. What are you going to have to Hashem? Hashem says, that sounds like a voice of Hashem. Yeah. When the Nase happened by Eliyahu and everybody saw the fire come down from the Shemaim and consume coal and wood and water and everything. That's where I'm aiming for this coming Moshe Shabbos. By Mila, everyone's saying Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. We're not just screaming to get more energy out of our system. We're proclaiming Hashem Elokim. So it's a Muslim Gavod, but so the Alpha Mikkel says that, the Alpha Mikkel, Daniel Mikkel says that we have a right that even then they weren't 100%. Because if you're 100%, you don't have to say it twice. You say it finished. So you can say, well, what you say seven times, it says with a cloud. Yeah. We're not doing that, but we're doing seven times the Malava, the Shechina, going up from the intensity that it was, and keep the standard translation of Hashem Elokim is also important. It gives it a clarity in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because Hashem Avaya is Hashem created everything, guides everything, but also the Midas Harachem. Elokim is Midas Adin. That's what caused a lot of confusion. They're saying, where's Hashem? All the dinim that happening in the world this year, we fortunately caused a lot of dinim, caused a lot of rabbi most, a lot of dinim. Mother's son, people are still being killed, the war is still going on, hostages are still, people are still out of their homes. Not that change of way, but didn't happen. Hashem Elokim means I recognize that the king, the leader of din, is emanating from Hashem, it's not two forces. Sometimes Hashem is with us, sometimes it's not. Hashem is there. Sometimes more revealed, sometimes less revealed. Like we mentioned that when you say Knesset Gdoila, when you say Kelag Agiba, when you're in Golos, where are you Gvur Osof? You may already ask, where is the Gvur Osof? Hashem Gvur Osof Kaddish. The Gvur is that he lets the Rishon stay alive. That's in the need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wipe out the Rosh Hashanah. There's a need to have the Rosh Hashanah in the world, a need for us to be in Golos, to let them go. So the way we see the Gevurah Hashem from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Golos is from this also. And that's what we have. And at the end of Yom Kippur, we're hoping to get to that clarity. It's not to opposing forces or not to Hashem disappear from the picture and let the Goyim take over. Hashem is on top of everything. But for reasons that necessitate us, get us thinking even more so than we were before, proving a mission close to Sabbath and Shmobu, there's a means of the end of the world. He says, Kol Ma'aminim, which we said and we will say, Kol Ma'aminim, Shuhu Hoyo Hoyvet Biye. Hashem was and always will be. Havada Yishemoy Kein Dilosah. Hashem's name is Vada. So even Havada is Gematria, Shem Havaya 26. That's what he's saying. Havada Yishemoy. He's a Kosh Bo with something Vada. Some ignorant people think that we don't have to be decided in that, but we don't believe it. We have to have clarity. 100% clarity. The most clear thing in the world is a Kosh Bo in the world. May the Kein Dilosah. We'll praise Him properly, but we'll focus on all the good Hashem does for us. So that's what Tshuva is. Tshuva is coming back. He didn't make this up. He's quoting a Rashi. Look at Gemara by the Torah, Daf Yutesh Amud Aleph. So it's Tshuva kishu ish, memayel haki boyer koydem yimeyadik. Kamuvan, this hakor is not just enough that I have clarity. The picture of the world became clear to me. Not opposing forces, and Hashem has left us, and He's with us, in control of everything. There's a need for whatever is happening, whether 100% or not. I understand that some of the auspices of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think Kodesh Baruch Hu has done a pretty good job, extremely good job this past year of showing Hashem with Hashem, and suddenly you see Hashem in the Shemaim, Siyad HaShemai, that Erev Yontif, you know, with the missiles. And it wasn't just the Siyad HaShemai that Baruch Hashem, we all survived. We were talking about big missiles, and not these practice ones, the Hamas and the real professional ones. They're pretty accurate also. Yeah, that's a mazel because the Chemish is not far from a very important military installation. So they're not accurate. What dangerous to us. But in any event, but even the timing, I'm waiting after Mashiach comes, we're going to find out why they decided to do it Erev Yontif or not in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. They would have waited another 2 days. They would have killed most of the Erev Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. People that didn't have bomb shelters. They were official heroes. You shouldn't open up the shoes. And people in the shoes are waiting to be attacked every minute. And here, Baruch Hashem, finished off Erev Yontif. Adarav, where did that go before? Yeah. Go upon him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us that together with Hester Ponim, there's still Hashem is with us. Hashem is protecting us. That's stage number one. To recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is from the same. It's not enough just to say, I accept it. You have to bring the mice. You bring a usage of Hakeno, famous Hakeno in Tanakh. If Muntama is sending the Chosemis, Psilim, Matis, he's sending to Yuga, please be Makibis. She didn't just mean, oh, yes, mine, thank you. Show us the way to put it away. She meant, she's a Makibis to the point that he recognized that there's a woman over here that is the one that you mistakenly did not realize is the same woman that you were involved in before. And we could save our lives now. So our Torah is so to bring him to get past this tremendous Nisai. The great Yehuda, the leader of Klal Yisrael, and has to be going to the Rabbin, what he did, Kamufan, there were Kavonin, Batko, etc. But Klal Yisrael, definitely, Hakir, no. You have to have such a deep Hakor in the emes of the world that you're willing to accept the biggest Nisayonis and not do something against the Rosh Hashem. That's our core of Yehuda. Yeah, Ram himself in the second paragraph of Yehuda's Shuva. The person did Azeiz his whole life and remind himself of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He changed his mode of behavior. He will get a kapot. Like we mentioned briefly before. The real Shuva is the same Nisar you had before, the same opportunity came to you, this time you did it right. And he brings the pasuk of Shlomo and says, "Shchor es boracha b'mei bachal estecho." That pasuk describing having chayiv of Jew at a young age. Shchor boracha. That's where it's about. Remind yourself, Yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is brought to us by Him. Life is a series of non-stop nisyonos. We all have the shayis. We have to recognize the shayis are not brought to us by playing and almighty, this one and that one. It's all by Kodesh Baruch Hu. The different characters are part of the story. It's not a wife, it's not our children, it's not our neighbors, it's not a boss. This is a situation Hashem set up to see if we will deal with them. The famous Rambam by Kiyas Shofar, wake, it's an alarm clock. It doesn't just say wake up. Wake up for what? Wake up from your sleep. Chip to Masechet, look into your behavior. Chazru b'tshuva b'zichru b'lachet. Remind yourself of your Creator. Says Aleph Beis of Tshuva. Best of that was a Tshuva. We should have been doing, and I'm sure we did do it. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, we didn't talk about Davis. We talked about recognizing that Hashem is running the world. We're yearning that the whole world should see it. But if we're yearning the whole world should see it, we should yearn that we should also see it. And to the whole world other than us. Yeah. And that's the way Chazal, the Torah is more accurate set up Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. That's the stage number one of tshuva, recognizing the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rambam writes that when the person really recognizes the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not just, okay, I was convinced, appreciation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, appreciation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us an amazing world, amazing bodies, amazing everything in the physical world, together with amazing Torah Kodesh Baruch Hu, the spiritual world, all set up perfectly for us, that itself gives a desire to be closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rambam describes, after we get to Avod Hashem, appreciation creates a desire to get closer to Hashem. So our goal number one is to sit down a little bit and think, am I living with the clarity that everything that's happening in my life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world for my benefit. And if not, try to pick on certain things that are motive behavior is way off. It's better, by the way, to start with those things. Everybody knows that certain reactions that I have sometimes, or lack of reactions, depends, is not fitting to my madrig. Whatever madrig that I'm not having kavanah of every single word of Shemoneh Esrei. Over here, unheard of. But in the rest of the world, it's not to say that we have to work on it. But it's not something that, you know, if I say it, if the whole world would find out that I even have to run every Shemoneh Esrei, I'd be totally embarrassed. Because I know that's within the norms. There are certain things that the way people look at me, I'm doing certain things which I am embarrassed of. Those are the things that we have to work on primarily. Because those are the things that are basically showing certain nekudas, the Yitzhahara has a much more powerful detrimental effect on me. And that's the one. For coming to this hakara, that everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hakara, that I want to come closer to Hashem, so things are taking me furthest away, or the these examples of the fact that I am under the shlita of the Yitzhahara, not under the shlita of, what I want to be, as I'm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, that's what we have to work on. So the guy that says we're spending too much time saying Slichas, Slichas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't understand what we're doing. When he was younger, he was doing that often, and nobody told him then what he was doing. And the person said, why do you think Slichas the whole time? Enjoy life. You always have to feel bad, that he said. That's the way a guy looks at things. What we're talking about is Nechalal. If I'm planning to do the same thing for the rest of my life, just think Slichas, Slichas. No, I'm not saying Slichas, just being an observer. Why feel bad about it? So we're coming from a different point. We're coming, not time to Slichas. Our goal is we're getting a bigger clarity of the real workings of the world. This guy is not saying Slichah. He thinks he's running the world. He's living in his dream world, which is a very frustrating world. Because, like I said, he's not running the world. He's constantly hitting him in the face that he's not running the world. And he has all those frustrations. And we have it right, Paul Hashem. We have it right that because both are in the world. Other than we have opportunities constantly to and a deeper cash with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, live our lives more with that hakara. It's that kind of behavior. So we should be very happy with Hashem to use this period of time. Kiru b'yayt hakara, special kiru now between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's giving us the opportunity. We will feel it, especially this year with David Beth. 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, both of them with Kiyas Shofar. And Shabbos afterwards, and calming the stuff. You know, I mentioned that the people that are listening to the news 20 times a day, you know, what are you doing? If you're so connected. It's not like it says over there, in the Baal, when I go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I go with him. When I go with him, I go with him. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you? Non-stop connected to the machine. If someone said that, told me, it's the most amazing thing. Anybody who's sharing the Shabbos, 3 days, not listening to news. How do you do it? The person is doing 10 times a day, suddenly for 3 days, not doing it. Oh, what? Oh, Shabbos, a pleasant life, it's more pleasant without it than with it. So why do I have to do it? Okay, you know what's going on. once a day, whatever. Just think everything would make a hefen and nefesh there. You could live a life much more pleasant. We live in the real fashion, living with the real reality that we have. But more time for ourselves, more time for our family. Yeah. To have a wonderful Aseres Mitzvah. You know that Yom Kippur is like Yom Yom Tovim, the Yisrael, the Yom Kippurim, beautiful time of the year for Yisrael. Each one on his level feels special, feels he wants to feel that special like Kodesh Baruch Hu. To be able to do something, change in a mindset, to be lasting, good for us, good for Christ. How can I tell you the